Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Verse 6, Sri Narada Vacha, Sritva Putra Guru Daitya, Parapaksha Samahita, Jata Buddhir Balanam, Vidyate Parabuddhivi. Narada Muni continued, when Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization in devotion service, thus being faithful to the camp of his father's enemies, Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons, heard Prahlad's words and he laughingly said, thus is the intelligence of children spoiled by the words of the enemy. Narada Muni continued, when Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization in devotion service, as being faithful to the camp of his father's enemies, Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons, heard Prahlad's words and he laughingly said, thus is the intelligence of children, spoiled by the words of the enemy. Purport. Hiranyakashipu, being a demon, would always consider Lord Vishnu and his devotees to be his enemies. Therefore, the word Parapaksha, on the side of the enemy, used here. Hiranyakashipu never agreed with the words of Vishnu or Krishna. Rather, he was angered by the intelligence of the Vaishnava. Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna says, Savadhaman Paitadya, Mamekam Saranamurya. Give all other duties and surrender unto me. But the demons of Hiranyakashipu never agreed to do this. Therefore, Krishna says, Namam Dushkutuno Muda, Prapadyante Naradhama. Mayapada Jnana Asuramba Masita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lost among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, who partake of the atheistic nature of the demons, do not surrender to me. The Asura Bhava, the atheistic nature, is directly represented by Hiranyakashipu. Such persons being Mooda and Naradhama, fools and rascals, the lowest of man, would never accept Vishnu as the Supreme and surrender to him. Hiranyakashipu naturally became increasingly angry. The reason Prahlad was being influenced by the camp of the enemies. He therefore asked that saintly persons like Narada not be allowed within the residential quarters of the sun. But otherwise, Prahlad would be further spoiled by Vaishnava instructions. Om Jnana Kumira Andasya Jnana Indana Kalaka Chakshu Vimulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्ट स्थापित भूते स्वयं रूप कदा मैं ददा स्वापराप्त जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवंदन हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this world, because it's a dual, Dvaita Jagat, the world of duality, always there are two classes of people. Always there are two kinds of opinions. Always there are two opposites. Always. Everything. Twos. Two classes of people is people who want to believe in God, people who want to surrender to God, people who want to serve God. They are called Mahatmas. Mahatmas, they want to follow the path of wisdom. And different from the path of wisdom are the four classes of men mentioned here. The fools, Buddhas. And then the lowest of men. And then people whose intelligence is stolen by Maya. People who are outright demoniac in nature. All these four, because they don't surrender. The Mahatma, they want to surrender. And anyone who doesn't surrender, anyone who doesn't surrender to Krishna, Vishnu, no matter what the other qualifications are, maybe he is very educated. Maybe he's very intelligent. But somebody can come out with great ideas how to control the material nature, how to exploit the material nature. Very intelligent. Not as we like say, not as we are. Narendra Modi in Himalayan regions, he has opened the longest tunnel bridge running into many kilometers all underground. Generally you suffocate to death, you stay under the earth for kilometers long. You don't get proper air. You're stagnant. That means they have countered the loss of material nature by the artificial, they have put AC, centralized AC, which costs, and then if a tunnel is running into kilometers, it must be dark naturally. Then just we are about 15 feet or 20 feet away from the open sun. Now it's cool, it's a little dark. Just imagine. See there, dark, you have to put light there. Just few meters. And if it is few kilometers, it must be pitch dark. That means all day you have to put on the electrification. Other, how can vehicles run? Accidents. The highway. It is not some. Not thoroughfare. The thoroughfare. All day there will be traffic. So that means to dig a tunnel in Chennai suddenly they were doing metro. Metro under the ground. not in an open field, but in a busy city area. You have to start tunneling. And then what happened? Suddenly, the whole thing collapsed. Some trucks and vehicles, suddenly, the earth collapsed. They all went down. Hare Krishna. మొదటి కోత, మొదటి కోత అని చెప్పింది పెరుగు ఆర్గానిక్. తీగుంటే చెట్టు చెట్టు పని తీగు అందరూ ఒకసారి సురేష్ రెడ్డి ఉమామాత ఫ్యామిలీకి వస్తారు. హరే కృష్ణ అందరి కాయలు. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే
హరే రామ్
హరే రామ్ 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 హరే. ఉంటారు తొమ్మిది జన దాకా, తొమ్మిది జన దాకా క్లాస్ ఉంటుంది. ఉంటారా బాగా తడిపోతుంది వెళ్తారా? రూమ్లో తీసుకురా బాక్స్ ఉంది. బాక్స్ రాజశేఖర్ ఈ లెఫ్ట్ నేను రాగానే బయలుదేరాలి. కొన్ని పనాళ్ళు పనిచేస్తున్నాను. ఏ పని అవుతుంది? వైర్ మెషిన్ అనేది ఆర్డర్ పెట్టేస్తాను. మజీ అవుతారు కదా కొంచెం గ్లాస్ మజీరా. సో వీఆర్ కంటిన్యూ. The Mahatmas, they follow the path of wisdom, and the fools, lowest of men, people whose intelligence is stolen by Maya, and people the Mayapur Prasada. Because in this world, these two classes will always be there. People who believe that there is God, and people who want to follow the instructions of God, and people who want to surrender to God, and people who want to please God. Because in this world, you don't see God directly. Like in the jail, you don't see Prime Minister or President of India making their office in the jail. That's somewhere else. In the jail, the jail superintendent will be there, the police will be there, and they will be having a rods, and you are feared to work under them. No? Because the prisoners, they come from outside world into the prison. They understand that there is a president, there is a prime minister, because previously they were free. Now they have lost their freedom. They are in there, in the prison. So although they are in the prison, they understand that there is a free citizens and there is a government. But if somebody lives a lifetime in prison, a lifetime, then he gets used to the prison life. And he may not know what the government policies are, who are there in the government, who are there in the prison, lifetime prison. So we are all like lifetime imprisonment. We are all serving lifetime imprisonment here. But the thing is, we don't understand that we are in prison. That we are so used to stay here in the prison. Just like if somebody is born blind, somebody is born blind, he doesn't know what it means to appreciate the sun, what it means to look at the variety of the world. He is born blind. So this is called condition. We are all conditioned in this world. So we don't think there is God. We don't think we are not independent of laws of God. And we don't think there is a higher joy than sense gratification. Everybody in this world is planning for happiness. It's a question of how people plan for happiness. You say, you know, I like vada. That's his statement. The other guy says, I like rasgulla. Nobody says, I like Hare Krishna. Nobody says. People change many things. But only devotees say, I relish Hare Krishna. Because you are a Mahatma. All others, you may say, how do you like Mirkai Bhaji? You know? So pungent taste. Burning. But that is his taste. Similarly, people like cricket, people like this film actor. Club. There's a club. This guy is a fan of Chiranjeevi. That guy is a fan of Nagarjuna. This, that, and like that. But nobody is a fan of Krishna. You go in the world. You don't see anybody say, go on the streets and say, I'm a fan of Krishna. Only devotees. So the point is, it looks like there is variety in this world. But really there is no variety in the world. There are only two paths. Spiritual path and material path. Otherwise, path of sense gratification, path of Krishna gratification. Very opposite. Somebody is trying to gratify himself. Somebody is trying to gratify Krishna. What Krishna likes, what Krishna likes to hear, what Krishna likes to eat. Devotees always discuss what Krishna likes. Whereas in the material world, everybody has a different opinion. Srotavyadini Rajendra. Nunam Santi Sahasra. Svatavyadi and Rajendra. Nunam Santi Sahasrasa. People like somebody sent on WhatsApp. People have different hairstyles. But something else has started. He says, I can cut your hair, trim your hair, and show Taj Mahal on your head. Or I can show your fiancé, your lover. Back, beautiful face of a woman, all trimmed hair. It's coming in the WhatsApp. And surprisingly, We were walking in Kolkata streets, from Kolkata main road, we were walking into Paniyadi. And I thought, it's not so big, it's Kolkata. It's the city of fashions. And I saw in that gully, and saw the same thing on the window, they put on the back of the head, Sachin's photo. The people can have Sachin. So we see sometimes devotees also look odd. Devotees are saying people proudly, there is Krishna picture here, and there is Sudarshan Chakra here. All tattoo marks. If you are a body conscious person, but it's not tattoo marks, tattoo. So what is the difference? She thinks she knows better English. Tattoo marks. Tattoo marks. T-A-T-T-O. Tattoo marks. And devotees, they are proud. All of you will think, again, I want to have permanently, I want to have tilak here. Because once you put it, it cannot be removed. Because people want independence. But today, I want to dress like this. Today, I want to eat like this. Today, I want to go here. Tomorrow, I want to go there. And we want variety. But this is all called material variety. Material variety. So, here we are seeing two completely contrasting personalities. Generally, in the temple, you see all devotees having tilak. All devotees have bead bag. All devotees have similar behavior. But you go in the streets of Kolkata and you see a Maharaj there and you fall down on the street. What happened? What happened to this man? Why is he falling on the street? They can never think of bowing down to a saintly person. It's not like that. They think maybe I have fits, murchirogan, something like that. Why is he odd? It is folly to be wise in the company of fools. It is folly to be wise in the company of fools. If you are a wise man, they all think you are a crazy man, because they are all fools. You are the wise man, and they think you are the crazy man. There is a story by Tenal Ramalingam. During his time, one really big scholar came, very big scholar came, and he challenged everybody. Is there anybody to discuss the Shastra with me? Is there anybody who can explain the Shastra like me? In general, he already is a very famous person. Famous. And he is a very proud person. Famous, become proud. Generally, when you become specially scholar, then naturally you think, I can sing like this, I can remember like this. People lose the spirit. Always, whatever we are doing, we should do it as an offering to Krishna. Whatever you are. Suppose somebody is singing very nicely, but is proud. Does Krishna accept his prayers? No. But somebody is singing in a very not organized way, but he is a great believer in God, a great feeling for God. Just like you don't know how to play kartal, but you are a sincere person. You don't know how to play kartal. So, but Krishna is accepting your prayers. Krishna is not looking for them. Some kind of artist. Krishna is looking for someone who believes in him, who loves him. So this guy, that story, this scholar came to that village. All are village people. And this village people, what do they know about scholarship? Then Tenal Ramalingadu is a very cute guy. He's a sharp man. Whether he knows or not, he knows how to trick a person. That is called cute, astute person. So, this guy is a scholar. If you want to have a scholar in the village, go to some circle like that. But you come to a village and challenge the villagers. Like, can anybody debate with you? This Tenal Ramalingadu, he is neither a villager nor a big scholar. He's a middle class man, but he's an intelligent guy. So, he can be a, what is it, being unfair, coming to village and challenging the villagers. Alright, I should teach him a letter. I should teach him a lesson. I said, I will discuss with you. I am ready to debate. Tomorrow morning, decided. Morning at 10 o'clock, everybody will gather there, and these two people will be on the stage. The scholar and mediocre Tenal Ramalingadu will be there. All the public will be witness. And he brought something wrapped in a cloth. Book, big book like this. The scholar, he said, what is that book you are carrying? He said, this is Katvanga Shastra. There was no Shastra like that. What is this? Katvanga Shastra. There is nothing. They kept some broken cart wrapped in a cloth. So, that's it. Cut. And he just called it Katvanga Shastra. And the discussion started. And he started saying something. He started saying anything he likes. Loudly. That there's no... This guy is, you know, some Sanskrit. He's some kind of scholar, but he's not at all a scholar. Then I'll learn. Anything he says loudly, he says something immediately. Then that guy will say, what are you talking? The scholar says, what are you talking? And then he again will say, as a scholar, what can I discuss with this guy? Then he says, then everybody started like, oh, this. They don't know nothing. They only say, I'm a scholar, then my God, what kind of, they don't know nothing. And he said, well, and people thought he was defeated. He could not answer properly. So our Tenal Ramalingadu won the case. And then the judge. And this guy has to go from there. So, this is called, in the company of devotees, people want to give their heart. People want to express their love. Love knows no language. Love knows no language. Just it's a matter of union of the hearts. Prabhupada is a lover of God. So he is a lover of everybody. Prabhupada loves everybody. Educated, uneducated. Dhera dhera janapriyakaro nirmasvarav pujitav. ಭೂತ್ವಾದೇನ ಗಣೇಶ ಗೋಕರಣೆಯ ಕೌಪಿಯನ ಕಂಠಾಸಕ್ತ ಗೋಪಿ ಭಾವರ ಸಾಮೃತ ಬಿಲಾರಿ ಕಲ್ಲೋಲ ಮಗನ ಒಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನವರಲ್ಲಿ ಇರೋ ಶ್ರೀಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಧೀರಾಧೀರ ಜನಪ್ರಿಯ ಏ ಸೈಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ರೈಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎಜುಕೇಶನ್ ಇನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ರೈಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರ್ವ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರ್ವ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ Not that only when you have PhD you can serve God. Not that when you have BTech you can serve God. For serving God, you need a clean heart, that's all. That means you believe that there is God, and you believe that by your simple prayers, by your heartful prayers, you can attract God. God is attracted to simple city. God is attracted to humbleness. God is attracted to people who are genuinely in knowledge. A person, if a Brahmin is proud, then he is not a Brahmin. If a Brahmin means Pandita Samadarsi. A Brahmin will say, what is that sloka? Bhagavad Gita in the 5th chapter, Krishna says, Vidyadane sampanne, Brahmane gavyasine, Sunicheva sapakecha, Pandita samadarsina. A Pandit will see a dog eater. A Pandit may see a dog, and a cow, and an elephant. And a Brahmin. Brahmin is very clean. Brahmin is very well behaved. Brahmin is a man of good knowledge. That means everybody will appreciate a Brahmin. Nobody will appreciate a Chandal. Chandal means only eats dog meat. But here it is said, Pandita Samadarsina. A Pandita, poor fellow, is under the influence of mode of ignorance, that is why he is behaving like this. But if he can be helped to come out of his ignorance, he will also be a very bright person. A Brahmin is not a dominating person. A Brahmin is not a proudy person. A Brahmin is a humble, helping person. That is a Brahmin. I have something God has given me, and if that person takes it up, he can also become a great man. A Brahmin, that's why when Prabhupada went, Prabhupada was par excellent. Prabhupada was such a knowledgeable man. Prabhupada was a thorough gentleman. But he was seeing great devotees in drunkards. Prabhupada was seeing great devotees in debauchers. Prabhupada was seeing great devotees in hippies. In hippies. He knows that everybody is a spirit soul, especially human beings. So devotees, they believe that by chanting Hare Krishna, anybody can correct it back to his original life. That's why here the conclusion is Hiranyakashipu is saying his own son as his enemy. His son is a good person, brother, very humble person, very God-fearing person, very helpful person. But Hiranyakashipu, I am a king. I am a king. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. And everybody is my subordinate. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj is thinking, I am not the king, Krishna is the king. I am not the controller, Krishna is the controller. I am not the enjoyer, Krishna is the enjoyer. And everybody is equal to me. Prahlad is saying. So this is the difference between a devotee and a demon. A devotee has no duality. Sukha dukkha. A devotee is not trying to change the world so much, but always I get sukha. A devotee is not under illusion. Devotee, no matter what arrangements you make, you have to experience the quota of suffering. See, people make any arrangements, but you cannot avoid suffering. So you are in a AC room. Does it mean that you will not get old in the AC room? The AC room, you don't become old or what? You have to become old. In the AC room, you don't become sick or what? Sickness comes from within. How many people, they become cancer patients from rich families, always in AC rooms? Your AC or your DC, doesn't matter. Whatever the body means, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. Anybody, you cannot escape Jara, old age, Jara, Vyadhi, Mrityu. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. You cannot escape Mrityu. You cannot escape old age, you cannot escape disease. No. So that means a devotee says that everyone is suffering. And there is a solution. There is an answer. We all want to be happy. But we don't know how to become happy. So, Prahlad Maharaj represents Mahatma, and Hiranyakashipu, he represents a materialist. So always, his own son, he is seeing him as enemy, he doesn't agree with him. Devotees, suppose somebody don't agree with you, you will hate him or what? What will you do? Suppose you and Nidhi don't get along. You think Nidhi is a very bad woman, Nidhi is a nonsense, you think like that? No. What will you think? Respectful disagreement. My head is thinking like this, her head is thinking like this. That's all. You don't say, she is a headache for me, she is my enemy, I don't like her. That means you are also same category. She doesn't like you, you don't like her. What is the difference? No difference. Devotee means, if you don't like me, still I like you. That is a devotee. That is the standard of a devotee. And you think this is good, that is bad. Devotee says everything is bad. Only Krishna is good. That is a devotee. Because your so-called good and bad is all relative anyway. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I thought Nidhi has gone back to sleep. She is here. పండ్లేదండి అన్ని పండుగ పండే పండే పండిన కొన్ని బయట పెట్టారు హరిబోల్ ప్రియాంక యు టేక్ ఎ ఫోటోగ్రాఫ్